We have been in Gaza only 24 hours, you know, and we had to wait to get in. And we saw very few things, very few people, because when we arrived, it was nearly dark and there is no more electricity, only 4 hours a day, as I said, but it was dark. And we met people this morning, the very morning, you know, and they were full of life. We met people in a kind of village. It was a village, but it is not anymore a village, because everything has been bombed and pushed away by big engines and so on. But in that village, we met people that was working for the others. They built kind of houses in wood and very simple, you know, we have only mattresses inside, but it was a new start of life, and it gives the possibility to the family to stay where they have a work in agriculture. And we saw, you know, ducks, we saw cats and so on. We saw life. And it was very impressive for me in the cold of the morning to see, after the dark of the night, the possibility of a light. This light is the heart of man who want to live. And for me, as a Christian, as a lover of Christ, it's something of the strength of resurrection. The strength of resurrection is the capacity to give life where death is. And I think I've seen that in Gaza.